Appreciate those kind words. I look out at the congregation tonight, and I'm thankful to see these children here tonight, these young ladies and gentlemen that are here. It's encouraging to us that's been on the way a while to see that there are parents and grandparents that feel the great press to get their children where the truth is. And to know that when they become lost, that there'll not be anybody to sweep them off the altar with a verse of scripture or any questions to lead them in the wrong way, but they'll be able to seek the Lord until they find Him precious to their soul. And then they can have a testimony like they probably heard all down through the weeks of this year and years back or whatever time they may have been here, hearing people tell about getting saved, their testimony, and then they can tell the church, and then they can become members of the Lord's church. And I'm thankful. I appreciate each one of you coming out tonight. It's a lot of times when we visit places that we haven't been in a while, we see people that are actually not here. I see people that I've grown to love, and some of them's already made the crossing. But I'm glad this church is sitting here and that it is a beacon of truth and light to the city of Bowling Green. I know there's other places where the truth is preached, but there's a lot of places where your family could be deceived in just a matter of moments. So we're glad. Brother Miller, I love him, and he made mention of the fact that we need the Lord tonight. I need the Lord tonight, of course. If there's any preaching done, the Lord will do that. But if there's something that you need to say or do or sing or whatever it might be, and you feel that still small voice beckoning to you, and I trust that you'll follow the Lord tonight. If you have your Bibles and you'd like to read along with us, we're going to turn to 1 Peter for a reading lesson. We'll be reading from the second chapter, 1 Peter. Starting with verse number 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. I thought about that song that we sung, Jesus Saves. How simple a chorus and a song that would be. I'm glad that the Lord takes the simple things, that the Lord takes the simple message And there may be people here that were saved when you were just a youngster, but you heard enough to know that you were lost, and you heard enough to know that there was a Savior that God the Father sent from heaven that was sufficient. His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, His blood that was shed, was sufficient to save every man, woman, boy, and girl that would come to Him on the terms of the gospel, seeking Him with all of their heart and putting their whole faith and trust in Him. Yes, Jesus saves. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And I think we'll stop our reading lesson with those 10 verses and ask you to pray for me tonight as we try to look at what the Apostle Peter has written here by the help of the Holy Spirit of God. He tells us that to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. I'd like to think for just a little while tonight about being chosen of God. Have you ever really thought about how blessed that we are in this part of the country? How blessed that you are here at Fairview Memorial? No doubt you have. No doubt you have. That you have somebody that'll preach the truth to you, that you've had preachers down through the years that have preached and stood upon the Word of God, and the Lord has come through here many, many times and saved lost sinners. And that those people have united with the church and kept the truth continuing on up until this day and time. And I'm thankful that there are those that continue to work and labor for the Lord. He said, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I'm glad Jesus, He told us one time, He said, no man can come unto me except the Father in heaven which sent me draw him. I believe it takes the working of the Trinity in the conversion of a sinner. I believe it takes all three. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I think about being chosen of God. You know, the Bible tells us before the world was ever spoken into existence and hung upon nothing, that there was a council meeting in glory. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe in that council hall meeting that they saw that man was going to sin. They didn't ordain man to sin, but in their all infinite wisdom knew that he would. And the plan of salvation was made before the world was ever formed. And Jesus, the Bible said, I believe in the 5th chapter of the Revelation letter, said it was searched in heaven
and in earth and under the earth, and there was found none worthy to loosen the seven seals. But then the good news came forth, said, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Aren't you glad today that God has chosen, God has chosen a plan of salvation, and it doesn't matter to the Lord. He is no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive to the Lord. It doesn't matter the label on your clothes. It doesn't matter anything like that. God loves the human family. And Jesus, He's the all-sufficient Savior. Jesus was chosen of God to come down and bear our sin on Calvary. The Bible tells us in this first chapter, it said, Peter said, as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world. God has chosen Christ. I'm glad somebody, you know, you could have been born in another part of the world. You could have been born in a place where there's missionaries going to preach the gospel to you in another country. But you know what? You could have been born maybe in just another part of the state or another neighborhood. The Lord is expecting us, and I want to say members of the Lord's church that we are chosen of God to get the gospel out to a lost and dying world. Christ was chosen of God. But I want to say that we look in the Old Testament and we see a nation, a national people, Israel. They were chosen of God through which Christ would come. They would be through His lineage, that line of the tribe of Judah. We see that also that there is a spiritual people that's chosen of God. And I know there's a lot of people today that they wouldn't believe this. I'm talking to people that have been truly saved by the grace of God. And they have presented themselves and have received scriptural baptism and members of the Lord's church. God has chosen a people. And in our reading lesson said they are lively stones. They're living. There's something inside of us. It lets us know that we're of God. Amen. Being born again by the Spirit of God. His Spirit lives within us and guides us and directs us. The Bible tells us that Christ is the chief cornerstone. He was chosen of God to be the head of the church. The pastor's not the head. The deacons are not the head. I'll tell you, the membership that consists doesn't make up the head. It's Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. And I'll tell you, that's a stumbling block to a lot of people. That's a stumbling block, as we read, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word. There's a lot of people, they want to be religious. They want to treat their neighbor. They want to be nice to people. But I'll tell you, our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord if we're not saved by His grace. Many are offended. They are they stumble when the scripture is preached to them that we are sinners by nature. And as Jesus preached to Nicodemus, he said, ye must be born again. You've got to be saved to live in heaven one day after a while. Nobody's going through the gates of heaven on their mother or father's credentials. You're not going through on church membership. You've got to be saved by the grace of God to get to heaven. And the Bible said there's only one way. And the book of Acts, it said there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that's Jesus. Amen. Jesus. He said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out. Find pasture. Is there a time and place in your life where that you found the Lord precious, the chosen of God to your soul? Did you? Have you? Oh, at that time and place, you may not remember exactly like I do, but I remember on a Wednesday, May the 16th, 1979, the Lord saved my soul. You may not remember the day of the week. You may not remember the day of the month. You may not remember the year, but if you've been saved, there is a special place where that burden of sin rolled away and peace came in. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. The fifth chapter of the Roman letter tells us, and I like the scripture because I can identify with it. It tells us, for godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, and that not to be repented of. I never had heard much about godly sorrow. I was in one of those modern organizations that you can read about over in the fourth chapter of the book of Isaiah, if you've got on the right glasses. Now, sometimes I can't see everything in the scriptures, but sometimes the Lord let me focus in. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread, and we'll wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. I'm thankful for the church of the true and living God, the bride of Christ. I see this picture. Oh, there's a lot of religious organizations today, and they want to be called a church, and they'll probably give the impression, now we won't require much of you or anybody else, won't require much, just let us we'll eat our own bread and we'll wear our own apparel. You won't have to take care of us. Just let us stand there and look like a church. But you know, the bride of Christ, the church of the true and living God, she's the body of Christ, suffers today just as the physical body of Christ suffered on the cross. We're going out and preaching to people they need to hear the gospel. But the devil, he is working so hard, because he knows his time is limited and he wants to do as much damage as possible. We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And I think also, if we can look over into Jeremiah's writings in the 12th chapter, we see a picture of the chosen of God. The chosen of God. He said, mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come, ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. And it tells us about how this precious speckled bird, the heritage of God, and it's recognized, and it's a beautiful picture. I wonder today if very many people can see the bride of Christ, the church of the true and living God. Oh, I appreciate everybody that's come out tonight. Not because you come out to hear me, but just because you've come out to support the truth. You've come out to support the truth of God's Word, the chosen way that God has for this gospel to go out, to preach the gospel. He said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel unto every living creature. In the last chapter, in the book of Matthew, we can turn over here just a minute. The chosen of God. In one place, the Lord said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. There's a lot of people today that think they can just make a mental decision. I'll tell you, people get saved by repenting unto God's satisfaction. When you've repented to God's satisfaction and your heart is open and clear, the Bible teaches us that God will grant you the faith to believe with all of your heart. You can't just do that anytime. God must be dealing with you. And then when the Lord deals with you, that's the time to seek Him. The Bible teaches us how that this godless sorrow is necessary. In this, we're trying to get over there. Hope we can. He gave the Great Commission to the church, the little infant church. She was there. And the Lord said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Chosen of God. I don't know about these other preachers. I just know about myself. But I have a feeling that when God laid His hand on you and said, preach, that there was a fear. There was a something that came over you. I know it did me. I thought, Lord, I can't do that. I can lead singing, maybe. I'll try that. Or I wouldn't mind being the clerk. Or maybe I could be the, I could lead in prayer. But Lord, not that. Not that. God calls men to carry the gospel, to preach the word. The chosen of God, those that are saved, God moves upon them to testify, to water the word. And God gives talents to those in the church. Talent. I couldn't do what this brother's doing over here. I couldn't do what these were doing over here. And I can't do this without the Lord's help. The Apostle Paul chosen of God. In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse verse 25 says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. In an old-time Missionary Baptist church, when you start hearing people telling you what all they've done, where they've been, I don't know about you, but I get a little leery about that. God may have blessed them and used them, and most of the time when God does that, you never hear a word out of them because they know it's the Lord. God has done this. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But what we need today, but God hath chosen. That's what we need. That's what this world needed. It needed what God had chosen. And God had chosen His Son. This city of Bowling Green needs what God has chosen. Churches that'll preach the truth. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, the humble, the lowly things of the world. What's the message that goes out? Seek the Lord. Pour your heart out to God. And never turn back until you find Him precious to your soul. There's a lot of places that you'll be advised. You just follow some of these church ordinances and you'll be all right. Hope your good outweighs the bad when you get to when your death comes and you're on your dying pillow. Hope your good outweighs your bad. No, I think the message is the same to all. Seek the Lord while you have time and opportunity. Call upon Him. And then when you find Him precious to your soul, serve Him. Unite with the Lord's church. Follow His directions. The chosen of God. The base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. And the reason that no flesh should glory in His presence. Preachers, we can't save anybody, can we? Can't do it. Grandmas and grandpas, we can't do it. But we can sure point them to one that was chosen of God, that paid the price on Calvary, and the Savior of all men. And we can keep praying for Him and never stop until we hear that they've made it through. Oh, I'm so thankful that the Lord has allowed me. I was 27 when the Lord saved me. I was as a firebrand plucked from the burning. But I'm thankful for the old preachers. They were chosen of God, and they preached to me about the chosen of God, which was Christ. They preached to me about how that I must be saved. That I had to seek the Lord. They said, when you get saved, you'll know about it. And then they'd build on that, and my ears would get a little bit longer. You'll know about it. When you get saved, it's something that you can tell about. And there's a time and place. And all these things, when our children hear them, you know, it's line upon line and precept upon precept. They hear these things. I'm so thankful that the Lord has saved me. I'm glad for this opportunity to be here tonight. May God bless you is our prayer. What God has chosen tonight, may we ever spend our lives trying to thank God for that.